And here's Emilio.
Did you see the email about the lady who thought she was eating chicken at a restaurant, but discovered the dish was actually something different and nasty? No? Justin explains.
She got a thing of rice with, like, some kind of meat in it. And then she went back and she said, "This doesn't taste like rice. What is it?" And they said, "It's chicken or something." And then so they sent it to the lab and it was really rat. And it was just, like, disgusting. And my mom sent me this email. Like, it's a forwarding email. And it shows, like, how they cut up the rat and then how they fry it and how they make it look like chicken wings. And they even named the address. It was in New Jersey.
That sounds pretty convincing, but the email is fake. But as Emily points out, there was a time in America's history when people ate rats. For reals!
In social studies class, we were reading about how meat used to be, you know, distributed from this book, The Jungle, by Upton Sinclair. And it was saying how, you know, there was rat pieces in the sausage, the morning breakfast sausage that the people would eat. And they would have water that they would use, and it would be really stale water, and then they would put it in the sausages, and then there'd be rats everywhere in the mix, and they didn't even bother to take them out. They just grinded them up with the food, and it was just really disgusting. It sounded more like a really disgusting factory than a place that was making people's food.
There are some parts of the world where people eat things that most Americans would find strange.
My mom's boyfriend has eaten, like, pigeon, because he's been to Africa. He's been to Cuba, and he's eaten cat, dog, goat, and alligator. I never tasted that, but it sounded interesting.
My friend's mom has eaten dog before. I don't really think it's that gross, though. I think of dogs as pets, so I wouldn't eat them. But in some cultures, you know, they don't think of it that way. And in some places, they eat, like, fried cockroaches and stuff, and it might taste good. I don't know. I wouldn't try it. I think it's, like, natural that different places would have different foods because it's what's available and what, you know, maybe they're poor and they can't eat anything else.
Right here in this country, people eat strange things. Just ask Crispin.
My friend, right, he eats something called syrup sandwiches. He takes syrup and he dips it on bread and as like a sandwich and eats them. And I know someone who eats ketchup and mayonnaise and eggs all mixed together.
We all seem to know someone like that guy.
I know someone who eats pizza and then they put ketchup and ranch dressing on it. And I just think it's so gross because why would you need ketchup if it has tomato sauce? And ranch dressing really doesn't go, so I can't look when he's eating it.
Mario!
It's me, Mario!
Alright, enough.